We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. I, of course, am officially known as your mayor of PHNX. It is I, Derek Montilla, and I am joined by my vice mayor, the one and only Thunderstick, Jesse Friedman.
You're rocking the Coyote shirt today.
Look at Derek. This with a Roadrunner's hat. It's
we're
like
supposed
I'm on
to be,
a...
We're supposed to be betting against them, right?
Things have shifted. But right. you do what you want to do over on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, which is the sponsor of this very show. Go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use our code of PHNX and simply for betting $1 on any NFL team this Thanksgiving to win or do anything, you'll get $100 in free bets as long as that team scores any point. So I am no longer advising you to bet on the Coyotes to lose. I don't know what's happening with this team. I don't cover them. I just know that things have gotten a little wild over there. I don't think that they should be winning as many games as they have lately. And I don't like how close, Jesse, they're getting to surpassing the D-backs on Michaela's temperature check gauge for her PHNX sports show. I don't want to be in dead last. I don't like that.
Wait, so right, what is the situation right now? Are
right
the Coyotes
now,
in dead last?
Yeah, Coyotes last, and then the D-backs above them, right? Because at this point, I think the Coyotes have won 3 whole games in their season. So
what's their record? Yeah. 3 and what? How many games have they played?
Three
roughly?
And I don't know, like 100. No, they don't play that many games, but I know they've lost a lot of games. They're definitely the Diamondbacks definitely have earlier success in the season than the Coyotes have had so far.
That's
but
true. Yeah.
You know, again, what's the point of even talking about that so far? At this point, we're far past that, and now instead we're going to talk about Arizona Cardinals quarterback and former Oakland A's player Kyler Murray now being eligible for the Rule 5 draft. Jesse, the Rule 5 draft, let's get him. I need the Arizona Diamondbacks to bring Kyler home, make him a hometown guy for both the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals. That's what I want to see.
Well, the timing is not in your favor there, Derek, because
no.
the Diamondbacks actually made a waiver claim today. They claimed Kyle Nelson off of waivers.
That's so
Cleveland
close to
Guardians.
Kyler Murray. That sounds exactly.
That's true. That's true. Kyle
just
Nelson,
a couple
Kyler Murray.
Letters off there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is pretty close. You're right. But they claimed him today, which brings their 40-man roster to full. They are at a full 40-man roster.
Dang
so
it.
I speculated maybe they were planning, and I mean, it's still possible. Something I guess could still change in some ways, maybe. But it appeared they were planning on using their Rule 5 draft pick. I mean, they have the second overall pick in the Rule 5 draft. It appeared they were going to use that to claim the 40th player for their roster. But now, you know, they brought in this pitcher over from the Cleveland Guardians, Kyle Nelson. He's one of those guys where if you look at the big league numbers, you're not necessarily going to be super impressed. You know, a 9.31 ERA this past season in 9 2/3 innings, small sample size. Just 10 games, but certainly not pretty numbers there. Has some good minor league numbers from years past. So, you know, I don't know how much he'll exactly fit into the Diamondbacks' future plans. But unfortunately, Derek, it's going to be a little hard for them to bring Kyler Murray home with a full 40-man roster.
Well,
so we'll,
way
we'll
to
see.
Stomp on my dreams. But again, Kyler Murray is now eligible for the Rule 5 draft, drafted originally by the Oakland A's. He was the ninth overall selection in the 2018 MLB draft, and Oakland signed him to a contract at first with a $4.9 million signing bonus, but the more he leaned towards being part of the NFL draft, it eventually reached a total of a $14 million bonus. So you could tell
14?
They were
the 14, Oakland A's offered him $14 million.
$14 million. They tried everything that they could. He's the only player in history of either league to ever have been taken in the first round of both the MLB draft and the NFL draft.
That's absolutely insane.
Because, like, okay, like we have Russell Wilson, right? He's always kind of compared to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he was kind of a fringy baseball player.
Yeah, though. Right. But he actually played minor league baseball, believe it or not. I know a lot of people don't remember that, but he was selected in the fourth round with the 140th overall pick in the 2010
pretty
MLB
high.
Draft.
Yeah.
Right. Not bad by the Colorado Rockies. And he went on to spend two seasons actually playing minor league ball, which is just kind of wild overall, considering how his career went and how his life has gone, you know? Russell Wilson was also subject to the Rule 5 draft. The Rangers actually picked up his contract while he was still considered a minor league player.
In
2013,
like the Rangers, like, okay, but this was Russell Wilson a Seahawks quarterback by 2013?
I want to say yes, he was, but so I know
they
for,
just, so they just did
I know
this,
for
like,
sure
just, to be, just for the heck of it.
Well, let me tell you that then in 2018, which I can guarantee he had won a Super Bowl by that point, they traded his rights to the Yankees. So if Russell Wilson ever goes back to baseball, he is currently a member of the New York Yankees.
Well, I mean, with how the Seahawks season is gone and that showing from them on Sunday, Derek, he might well want to take that offer.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not a terrible offer. It's not a terrible offer. But Jesse, here's the thing. It's kind of wild to think about this. Like, why do we do this? Why do we do this with someone that is obviously committed to another sport? I get that they could potentially, like, it could potentially not work out in football. Just for instance, I'm not talking about like a Kyler Murray or a Russell Wilson, obviously, right? But like Josh Rosen, for instance, right? Josh Rosen was drafted by the Cardinals. He kind of got passed around and he was quickly forgotten about in NFL. I don't even know where Josh Rosen currently plays in the NFL or if he still plays. Right. So a guy like that could potentially want to say, screw it, I'm going to go back to baseball if he's a two sport athlete.
This is hypothetical. Was Josh Rosen a baseball
player?
No.
I was just using Josh Rosen as an example because
as a crappy football player who theoretically might want to.
You said crappy. I was trying to avoid crappy. I was just going to say somebody that like was drafted pretty high and then kind of got passed around and had a lack of success. And again, like I said, I have no idea even where he currently plays. Right. But, you know, I know for a fact that Kyler Murray will have more success than that, you know, but, you know, just for fun, let's just think about this, you know, let's think about some terrible things. You know, like we said, the Yankees currently have possession over Russell Wilson. So, I mean, this could happen. We could say Kyler Murray in the Rule 5
draft. We never should have
somehow
given you access to our incredible graphics team, Derek, because the things that you make them do are dangerous for my psyche.
My mind is a terrible place. You don't want to walk around in there. But if you want to talk about, just absolutely terrible images, what about this one?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You did not do that.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's just devastating on so many levels.
Oh, that's so gross. Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it, Jesse. I don't like it one bit. I don't know why I made them do this.
You have one with him in a D-backs uniform at least.
You know what? If you want it, yeah, I got that. There you go.
Oh, wow. You really came prepared, Derek. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, despite your challenges of the ability, the D-backs at any point right now could kick one single guy off their 40-man roster, Jesse. One single guy just to make space for Kyler Murray. That's all I'm saying. I know that might be too much to ask. I know there's no way that he would even play a spring training game, but you know what? I want it. So let me at least make our graphics team dream it up. You know,
could they do like, you know, those like 1 day contracts that they'll do for people, you know, like people going through different health struggles or, you know, kids going through a hard situation or something. Sometimes they'll sign them to a 1 day contract and let them walk around and whatnot. I think the Diamondbacks should do that with Kyler Murray, right? Just bring in some positivity, just have him around the clubhouse for a day, right? I mean, what that couldn't hurt, right?
I mean, I'm not against that. But if you remember, there was a time during the playoffs run where the Arizona Diamondbacks invited members of the Phoenix Suns team that were currently on a pretty good playoff run to come over and wear some Serpientes jerseys. And we all know how that ended. Okay. So I guess I'm not trying to say let's keep our stink off of the winning teams right now, but maybe that's the direction that we should be leaning. And I don't know what direction you're leaning right now, but let's be honest. I hope you're winning, and I hope you're winning using the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Right now on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can use our code of PHNX. And, you know, right here, right now, around this time of the year, you can be thankful for free bets. That's right. The DraftKings Sportsbook app, the official sports betting partner of Thanksgiving. I don't think I'm allowed to say that. It's the official sports betting partner of the
NFL.
Are
we the official podcast of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we're the official podcast of brisket on Thanksgiving.
Okay,
Jesse, that's what we are.
Okay with that.
But you know what? They want to call it Turkey Day. So, of course, the DraftKings Sportsbook app has a Turkey Day no-brainer. You can't miss. New customers right now can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. All DraftKings customers right now can get in on the same game parlay. I am Captain Parlay. I've upgraded.
Captain.
Yeah,
Captain.
I've upgraded.
Okay.
I mean, again, it's still not.
Well, you were
parlay,
king earlier in the week, weren't you?
I think I was crowning myself king of PHNX just overall because of how good my brisket was. But that was unparlay related. This is specifically okay. Captain Parlay, and you know, again, the DraftKings Sportsbook, they offer up more parlay options than dessert options you're going to get on Thanksgiving, right? And they're all sweeter than grandma's pumpkin pie. Right now, you can get in there and get a risk-free bet up to $25 if your same game parlay doesn't win. And let me tell you, that happened to me. My first one didn't win. My second one nailed it with the free bet. So you can do the same thing over at DraftKings. And remember that they are safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. That code again was PHNX to get that $100 in free bets for just betting $1 or more on any Thanksgiving NFL game and as long as either team scores a point. 21 and over only. Arizona only. Gambling problems, dial 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. All right, Jesse. Well, we, of course, at times, we make huge mistakes on this podcast.
No, we don't. You might make huge mistakes. I've never made a huge mistake on this podcast.
I don't know. I mean, you're very committed to some of your ideas and your thoughts, and I think at times you just fail to admit that you're wrong. But that's fine. It'll come with maturity and being old like me. But I think we made a terrible mistake in this case because we invited members of Twitter to provide us with their ideas and their thoughts on what they would want to see included.
Oh, this was not a mistake, Derek. The results of this are like the best thing that happened in my week. So,
oh yeah, when you talk about the sunshine that you folks bring into our lives, this is definitely one of those situations.
This is absolutely.
We asked you to give us things you would change about baseball in the collective bargaining agreement, and we specifically asked you for wrong answers only. Now. Of course, not everybody understood the assignment.
No, they didn't. Some people were just dead serious.
I get it. But we're going to go through some of our favorite responses, whether you people were dead serious or whether you really just managed to make Jesse laugh hysterically. But our first Twitter response comes from Rogelio Arrieta Jr. I hope I'm pronouncing that.
I think that was pretty solid.
Yeah, that was all right,
yeah,
right?
That felt pretty good.
Senior Arrieta Roy, he said no intentional walks allowed. And the thing about this is, I don't hate that idea.
Okay, how do you actually prevent that? Like, can't they just do the old school intentional walk where you just throw the ball?
That's fine. You know what that requires, though? That still requires you to hit the catcher's glove 4 times.
Okay.
I understand this isn't going to speed up the game, but I hate just the, hey, we're walking him. All right. Because in my lifetime, again, being the elder statesman of the PHNX D-backs podcast, I can't tell you how many times I've seen the intentional walk go astray for the team trying to intentionally walk the guy.
Okay, especially how often does that happen?
Not very often, but I've seen it happen enough times for it to be a factor.
It is hilarious. I mean, it's absolutely is hilarious.
Especially when the catcher's standing up, holding his glove out off to the side, and the dude cannot hit it at all to save his life. Yeah, those are great situations, and I don't miss those. That's not, to me, a part of the game that really slowed things down. I mean, I guess, it did, but...
I mean, you're talking, 30 seconds, maybe. Like, how long does it really take to throw those 4 pitches? Exactly. Not very long.
See
maybe
how fast I got you on board with that. So, all right, no intentional walks, no more allowed. They're gone. They're gone from the game.
I mean, I don't know if I'm that on board, but it's interesting. Nope, it's funny. Okay.
All right, this one from Gleason's Goons at Josh_Gleason3 says, no fouls, no more. Everything is a strike. Now, he is suggesting here, if I am not mistaken, that this just like no fouls, like there's still balls, right? But if you hit it and you foul it off, that is a strike. If you get 2 strikes and you foul it off, that is strike 3. You are sitting down. I do not disagree with this idea, Jesse.
Oh my God.
I know this is a drastic change to baseball. A lot of people aren't going to like, but I am not opposed to this terrible idea. You know why? Because I think I'd get home in 2 hours and 30 minutes. That's what I think. That's honestly.
I don't know if you would, because I don't think either team would ever score a run. And so I think you might have a bit of an issue there. Right, like, could you imagine every single time we get to 2 strikes and the batters, you know, they're fighting off tough pitches right on the edges, doing exactly what they're supposed to do, protecting the plate. And you're just going to tell them to go back to the dugout because they didn't hit the ball.
Out. Out. We said 3 strikes. That's it.
It's fair. It's kind of a weird quirk in baseball that like a foul ball is a strike, but it can't be strike 3. We don't really think about that, but it's a little weird. Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that like, how many times do we applaud the efforts of somebody that has like a 15 pitch at bat because of his ability to foul?
Yeah.
Off,
yeah. Right? Like that's just such a key part of the game. Like doing stuff like that, I don't know, but I mean, it would be hilarious.
You're overruled. Fouls are strikes now. That's the way that works. Okay. All fouls are all strikes now. All right. Next one, limit of 5 pitchers per game and only 7 innings. Look, I like 7-inning games. I'm not gonna lie.
7-inning baseball is, I'm sure. I have no doubt that 7-inning baseball is probably a very compelling sporting event to watch.
Here's the thing. I mean, it could be 11. It could be 13. It could be as long as you want it to be, right?
Pick your favorite odd number.
Whenever, right? I mean, anything could happen the more you add on to it, right? So it's like, I like both because there's something about that 5 pitcher option, to be honest, that makes me think of like video game arcade style stuff where you don't get this big roster and it's not like a normal baseball game. You're really limited to just this select few and such, right? So I don't hate that. I don't hate that idea.
I mean,
even if we don't make the innings 7 innings, I like the 5 pitcher idea. I really do.
I don't hate the maximum. Yeah. I feel like if you do both, it's a little overkill. Cause like, are you really going to use more than 5 pitchers in 7 innings?
That's
I mean, your starter might go at least 5 or 6.
I think what he's trying to account for there is you still have the possibility that after 7 innings, it's a tie game and you're going to need to go longer than that. So you're going to necessarily
Do you not get extra pitchers for exchange?
No, Jesse, we said 5 fucking pitchers. We didn't say, 5 and then conditionally.
Okay.
Extra.
I'm on board now.
You get 5. The way you use those 5 is up to you, right? It's like a starting lineup. You know, and I get it. You gotta name the pitchers and the players that are available, and that's how it works. And I'm not against that idea.
So let me get this straight. So we have no intentional walks now.
No.
We have eliminated foul balls.
Yeah.
And now we've reduced the game to seven innings.
Seven
we
innings.
We use five pitchers regardless of the game.
Jesse, we're gonna give basketball a run for its money on how short our game's over. I can't wait. I think we just reduced an hour off of the average game time by doing these things.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Well, let's get crazy. I mean, let's get crazy. This was still this one. Oh, well, this one's for you, Jesse.
This one speaks to me. Yeah, this one absolutely for me.
Just can you interpret this for the rest of us, please?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't even know a standard way to say something like this. XBAS or
sure, that's fine.
Whatever. XBAS, I guess
XBAS,
is a standard stat. So, so Kyle here is telling us it should be what percentile players rank in attempting to bunt against the shift.
I love this one, which is a very niche skill,
but it would be hilarious if you attend a baseball game. You've got batting average, you've got homers, you've got RBIs, and you've got XBAS. How good are they against at bunting against the shift? I absolutely love it.
I hate the shift so damn much, Jesse. I'd bunt on it every damn time. That's the way I would approach it. You would never put the shift against me and my team. But thank God.
I love how it's like an expected stat too. Like it's like if it's XBAS, it theoretically should be like how like your expected percentile, like not your actual percentile. It's a very complex statistical thing. So
yeah,
I'm on board.
No, for sure. Well, and here's the thing is you guys could get on board with some of the newer content we're going to be putting out, not to mention the articles and such. But Jesse is actually going to be explaining some things about baseball in a new segment we're going to have. I believe it's called Baseball 101 with Professor Friedman.
Oh, so we're going that's public. Gonna be, okay.
Yeah, we're letting everybody know. And you're also going to get a little segment called Meetings with the Mayor with me, as if me being on the six shows a week that I'm already on.
Yeah, they don't get enough of you already,
right?
They need at least another couple hours a week.
Yes, so. I know, right? So they need more content from me. But obviously, if they're not sick of me yet on all the shows I appear on, I'm going to be doing a little segment where I have a chance to kind of cross over and just do sports related stuff, television, movies, food, doesn't matter. We'll see. I'm going to go everywhere and eat everything, basically, is the hope. Especially now that we get out of the pandemic, maybe I'll be able to visit more ballparks and do more stuff.
But sure.
You can definitely check out all that content on gophnx.com. Sign up to become a member. You can become a member using an annual membership, which will get you a free t-shirt over at the phnxlocker.com. Obviously, I've talked about this a bit. I'm wearing the t-shirts right now. I love these shirts so much. I'm not even lying.
I think that's the best seller right there. Isn't it?
I love this shirt so much, Jesse. And you could get this shirt over at the PHNX Locker. This actually comes in like three different colors now, which obviously speaks to how popular it truly is. Not to mention, there's another incredible Coyotes design that just came out. I know people have been asking for ours, and I promise you they will be coming soon enough. Please just be patient with us because, again, it's the off season. Nobody wants this now except our diehard D-backs fans, which of course are all of you watching and listening.
There's a number
right
of
now.
Them apparently.
I know. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you more than I don't know, more than maybe the franchise does. I don't know. We love you though. We'll tell you that much. I'll tell you though that you can go over and either become the annual member or get a month-to-month option where you'll get your first month for just 50 cents. Of course, there's all sorts of great benefits to becoming a member. You'll get t-shirt deals over at phnxlocker.com all the time. Right now, I think there's still the buy one, get one free on the sun shirts, as well as offers that change all the time. So I could be completely wrong about that. There could be a brand new deal. But the members only Discord. Jesse and I are on there. We're talking baseball. Give us your show ideas on there. We'd love to hear from you guys on things you want to hear us talk about. You know, we're always up to hear that because trust me, it's the off season. I know we only have like 2 months of off season here in Arizona, but the lockout impending, me and Jesse might have to just start doing comedy routines up here to entertain you folks once a week or twice a week, whenever we do these live shows. We'll see about that, but we appreciate you guys checking us out and sticking with us and becoming members of gophnx.com. But Jesse, I want to get back to some more of these ideas because I'm not done yet.
Yes, please.
I know we talked about some of the more reasonable ones, but I'm ready to get on to some of the ones I like a little bit more than those. That's that one. Let's go on this one. Any game over 3.5 hours is automatically forfeited by both teams, with the wins being given to teams that didn't play that day or teams that were in the shortest games. Yes. Yes. I love this one. Thank you, Brighton.
So you're just rewarding like playing quick baseball games, basically.
I mean, it goes back. Look it, Jesse. We already talked about how much time we shaved off the game. At this point, if a game goes over 3.5 hours with how much time you and I already shaved off the game, what are we doing? 7 innings, okay. 5 pitchers. I mean, if we go over 3.5 innings, they deserve to lose the game.
But here's the fascinating part of this. So let's say you're trailing, 7-0 in the 7th inning, because apparently 7 innings is all we're playing now.
That's right.
And the game is nearing your time limit of 3.5 hours, but you're the team that's losing. You're losing 7-0. So you're just going to stall, right? You're just going to sit around and wait. You're going to use all your mound visits.
What a tactic,
Jesse. You're going to keep putting in all of your 5 pitchers that you can put in even though the game is over.
You just keep walking their batters.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, there's no intention to walk. So you just try to do as drawn out of a walk as possible.
Right. Well, you have to throw the ball in, right? But my point being, again, since you have to throw the ball 4 times in order to get the walk, you could just walk in run after run.
Yeah, you're not concerned about the score because all you care about is trying to waste the time.
Man, we just added a layer of chess type strategy to these games, Jesse.
Yeah,
that sounds awful. That sounds awful. I don't know about that one. We might have to ditch that one. This one though. This one's a keeper.
Oh my gosh.
Justin Yarbrough says, making the path between third and home a slip and slide. Think of the plays at the plate. I also want the catcher wearing, like, instead of a catcher mask, like a scuba diver mask with a snorkel. That's what I want. And have it half filled with water, like any one of those would be anytime we use it. Right. So there you go. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love. Obviously, any idea with a slip and slide. I don't care. I don't care where you put it. I rode a gigantic slip and slide, by the way, right outside of Chase Field a few years back.
Really?
And it was a whole experience. Yeah, it was one of those like city experience kind of things where they come to different cities and bring a unique, fun kind of thing. And
slip and slide
right down 7th Street. Yeah, right down 7th Street on the bridge right next to Chase Field. There was a gigantic slip and slide that you could ride down and slam into other people who didn't know how to properly go down the slip and slide.
Who needs the light rail, right?
Exactly.
Slip and slide down 7th. Yeah.
You're starting to get on board with all of these ideas. Next idea. No drug testing, Jesse. Roids are allowed, perhaps even encouraged. And as long as the ingesting of the roids are live streamed on Twitch. I like this for 2 reasons. One, we're just being honest now about what we're doing. And two, I mean, he's generating other forms of revenue from the MLB here, right? Like, can you imagine how popular the roids being ingested channel on Twitch would be? I think people that don't even care about baseball would watch it, frankly.
I'm trying to figure out who in baseball would. I feel like a lot of baseball players, they have a lot of integrity, they're just like good people.
Sure.
Baseball kind of has that stereotype. So like who in baseball is actually gonna go for it and be like, yeah, I wanna just like get jacked artificially. And I'm even if it means streaming on Twitch everything that I'm doing. I don't know. Like, are people?
Does it make you more comfortable if they have to wear? Let's say they're allowed to wear an animal mask. However, it has to be the animal mask that represents their particular team. So,
okay,
remember the D-backs got to be a snake mask, right? And so
we're keeping anonymous who it is, who's
to an extent. However, we are identifying which team they play for, thus narrowing down our ability to speculate and make false accusations of.
Right. Yeah. Well, if I mean, if some little guy comes out and hits 45 home runs or something, you might be tipped off at that point. So
yeah, right. Tattoos are also very identifying. Just saying. What else have we got here? Oh, we're getting crazy with the balls now. Throwing balls are now illegal. Hitters have a hard enough making contact. Throwing four balls in any at bat leads to automatic ejection. Jesse, forget the balls and strike things earlier. We're moving right on to ejections of pitchers, and you only have five. So remember, you only have five now. And if the count gets to three or more than three times for a single pitcher during the game, then they will automatically be ejected. Speed it up, boys. All right, that might be a little ridiculous.
I don't know if you're gonna speed it up because you're just gonna flat out run out of players.
There's we're gonna have position players pitching in no time.
I just love the image of, you know how umpires just get like usually when they throw somebody out, they get like pretty fired up about it. You know, it's kind of like a big emotional moment.
Yeah.
And so there's just like this like poor reliever just struggling with their strikes. And the umpire just comes up and is just like so emotionally invested in just getting him the heck out of the building. Get him out of my sight. He can't throw a strike. I love it. It's hilarious.
See, I was as you were describing it, I was thinking the other way, where the umpire comes out and is like, man, I'm sorry. I gotta send you.
Like, maybe that one's better. You're right. I think that
I don't want to. This is a ridiculous rule that they enacted last year. I don't believe it, and I've been an umpire for 22 seasons, but I'm sorry, you have to go.
It's like, yeah, he just like he just feels balls. Bad about it. Like he doesn't like there's no part of him that wants him to see it happen. He's just like, just doing my job, man. You suck so much. I just can't have you here anymore. I'm I don't know sorry. What else to tell you.
them's the breaks. That's the way it goes.
There you go.
Oh, all right, gosh. One more before we go because this one's too funny, but Diamondbacks support group, which we all need right now, at Sad D-backs asks, how can we really call this sport baseball when the bases are not actually balls? I propose replacing the current bags with exercise balls to fix this. Man, I love this for so many reasons. First, I love the idea of what slides could become, right? Like, instead of you being able to slide in the bag, you just bounce right off of it, and the guy can tag you, right?
Okay, is the exercise ball, fastened down to the ground, sort of
fastened,
like a base?
Let's say, like, a half ball. Let's say I'm gonna go like a half ball.
So like half of it is underneath and
half would be
above.
Like underground. Yeah, sure. The other half would be outside. So I don't think we're expecting like an exercise ball to roll away upon touching it or something like that. I don't feel like that would be fair. There needs to be some stability there. But I also think like just plays at the plate would be so incredibly good. I also think,
how do you have room for an exercise ball?
I don't know. I'm not trying to figure out the logistics on the room or the size there, Jesse. I'm just thinking about how exciting bouncing off of it would be. I'm also thinking if like the runners can get like a boost by putting like their foot up against it and taking off against it. I don't know. Why am I trying to be reasonable about this? This is a ridiculous request, but you know what? We asked for it, and we're accepting all requests, and this is now how the bat that – it. That's how the bases are in baseball now.
What if they weren't fastened to the ground? And like if you slid into second base and second base just like flew off of the center field.
There goes second base. Second base is off and third. Ahmed goes out to the bag. It looks like, he's not gonna make it there before he gets tagged. He's halfway out to center field. They threw it out to the center field, or you got him running out to the ball that's now out by the left field wall. Do we leave it there then at that point if it rolls? You know, like left field is now that where second base is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I'm on board with this idea more than I was before. Let's do this. Maybe it has just a little pedestal that the ball sits in, kind of like on American Gladiators. And then wherever it goes from there, that's open game. I don't know. Mm. We're trying to make this game more interesting, folks. And we appreciate you for
baseball is already a pretty, you know, it's okay. I guess we're here for a reason and we like it as it is. Yeah, but,
it's
fine. You know.
It's great. I love baseball. Well, hopefully what we'll see out of the Arizona Diamondbacks is some better baseball next season. And, you know, I know don't expect anything to happen between now and next Wednesday with that impending lockout that we discussed, Jesse. But I do hope to see MLB get through this quickly so that the Diamondbacks can get back to making some transactions. The interest in Kirby Yates that we talked about yesterday definitely has me intrigued as to the direction that the Diamondbacks are going to go as far as pursuing free agents or doing anything as far as, you know, improving this team with outside help.
Yeah. I mean, it's Thanksgiving, Derek. So it's, you know, it's time to think back to, you know, the things in our lives that we have to be thankful for. And sometimes you get a little greedy on Thanksgiving, you know, what other things are out there that we might want to have. And the Diamondbacks, they've got a few things on their wish list. Maybe come Christmas, some of those things can become true. We'll see if Santa's feeling generous this year.
That's a great point. Well, I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the acquisitions that they've made to the pitching staff. Not the pitching staff, the coaching staff, excuse me. I'm thankful for Brent Strom and Jeff Banister. I'm thankful for everything, Joe Mather. I'm thankful for everything that they've done so far. Even if it's small amounts, I still feel like they are committed to the direction that they are going, which is something that I don't know if we knew that they were committed in the past. I'm also thankful that, you know, not to attack someone like Cole Calhoun, but I'm thankful to see the Diamondbacks part ways with his contract that seemed, as you had discussed in the past, a bit overpriced at this point based on the market. Yeah. And I'm thankful for them to, you know, try to spend money, hopefully spend money in a different way. You know, it's not about what you spend. It's about how you spend it. And that goes double for this holiday season, by the way. Go out there on Black Friday. Remember, not all those deals are great deals. So, you know, try to find the good ones. That's my best advice. I'm a Black Friday vet when it comes to this game, and it's the waters are getting murky. Even I don't know what's a really good deal and what isn't anymore, all things considered. But hopefully the Arizona Diamondbacks can snag some great Black Friday deals, which is what we'll be talking about this Black Friday. So we thank you guys so much for checking out the show. Just a reminder, go become a member at gophnx.com and go over to DraftKings Sportsbook app and use our code of PHNX to get you $100 in free bets this Thanksgiving for just betting $1 on any NFL team. And as long as that team scores any points. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman.
Derek. I can't stop laughing at the thought of the umpire going out and just feeling so sad about ejecting the player. I just can't keep a straight face.
I'm telling you, it's hilarious. Just asking for the ball from him, you know, like.
I'm sorry, man. You just suck too much. We just can't have you here today. All right, go ahead, Derek. I'll try to contain myself.
No. Let it all out. You know, that's what we're here for. Again, baseball is going to be more fun based on our rule changes. And, you know,
it will.
We'll also get some sort of rule change that we can get Kyler Murray playing both baseball and football, you know, Bo Jackson style.
Yeah, there you go.
Figure it out. But again, all roads on social media lead to @PHNX_sports. That's on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, our show is @PHNX_DBacks. We thank you guys again so much for checking out the show. On behalf of Jesse and myself, we just want to remind you guys, remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's more fun when you make up stupid new rules and try to improve the game.